Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate debate continues on the president's tax bill.
With Democrats united against the bill, along with some Republicans, voting is expected to run well into the evening. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina is against the Medicaid health care cuts.
When you rush a bill and you don't think through the implementation, you don't get it right. And so I hope that my colleagues recognize it's half-baked.
President Trump wants the bill passed by the 4th of July. The House has been called back to session for votes as soon as Wednesday, if the Senate can get the legislation passed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The head of the CIA says Iran's nuclear capabilities have been degraded for years to come. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe, at a classified hearing last week, told skeptical lawmakers that U.S. military strikes delivered a major setback to Tehran's nuclear program. Ratcliffe says the intelligence assessment is that the majority of Iran's enriched uranium is likely buried under the rubble. That's according to a U.S. official who also said even if the uranium remains intact, the loss of Iran's facility at Isfahan that converts enriched uranium gas into dense metal has effectively taken away their ability to build a bomb for years to come. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Trump administration has intensified its battle with Harvard University. It has taken a legal step that could jeopardize all of Harvard's federal funding, including its ability to accept federal student loans or grants. The administration said Monday it had concluded an investigation of Harvard University and found the school failed to protect Jewish students from harassment. The administration is threatening to cut all federal funding from the Ivy League school if it fails to take action. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 275 points. This is SRN News. Churches in Switzerland buck the trend.
Christianity is waning in Europe and has been for at least two decades. But a new report from Switzerland finds that evangelical congregations there are growing. The Swiss Evangelical Network reports positive movement in all measures of spirituality amongst its churches, which cuts against the pattern of Christian decline in the country generally. The only bad news is that evangelicals make up a very small part of the Swiss population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A petition drive seeking the repeal of a recent Ohio law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public colleges and universities has fallen short of the signatures needed to place it before voters. Organizers say they failed to collect all 250,000 signatures needed to place a referendum on November's ballot seeking to overturn the bill. Critics of DEI point out that it promotes the LGBT lifestyle. This is SRN News. More than 300 people have been charged in a $14.6 billion health care fraud scheme's takedown, with perpetrators based in Russia, Eastern Europe, Pakistan, and other countries. More on this story from correspondent Julie Walker.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, who heads Medicare and Medicaid, says it's the largest DOJ healthcare fraud takedown in history.
The fact that it's even possible that you could have $15 billion to play in this endeavor is shameful. But that's how we're being attacked now, and it's not done by small-time operators.
$14.6 billion were the intended losses. $2.9 billion was the actual losses. More than 320 people were charged in the scheme. Law enforcement seized more than $245 million in cash, luxury vehicles, cryptocurrency, and other assets. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.